Our service time.
You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Watch fraud. It's big time. It's invading churches. It's invading people. It's invading systems. There's an app right now that can take your picture and make it talk and move. Or it can take a picture of a dead loved one and make them communicate. It's very dangerous. I would stay away from it. Now, this is how people are. I say stay away from it. First thing people going to do is search it. I already know that. That's how you are. But I'm warning you. Whoa!
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Uncovering Deceptive Snares. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Luke chapter 17, verses 1 through 3.
Years ago, there was a hurricane, knocked out the power. And so Omar and I stayed at the house. There was no power. It was hot. It was hot in here, and we had to take off not all, but some of our clothes. It was hot. It was hot. And I took the boy because I don't want my son growing up thinking there's all we got is AC. The ladies went to somewhere and was in the cool. I think they went to Tremisha's house. But the boy, the man, I'm raising up a man up in here. I'm raising a man. Come on, say amen. Amen. And you can't make a man comfortable all the time. He got to be able to endure some things. So I took my son through his own challenge. We staying at the house. Daddy, that ain't fair. It is fair. I didn't make you stay at the house alone. I'm with you. So just as much as you sweat, I'm sweating. It was rough, man. Listen. Now, I was raised in a house where we didn't have AC in Florida until I was 16. I thank God at 16. I was like, thank you, Jesus. Central air. Thank you, Jesus. But it didn't happen until I was 16. We dealt with fans. I don't even see any fans fanning in here. Everybody cool, right? That's a lot of tonnage out there making sure. Oh, I see one. Good. But I came up in church and in the home where that's all you had. My son grew up in AC. He was born in it. The hospital had AC. And when he got in the car to go home, it had AC. And when he got home, he had AC. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Some of us don't know how to give God praise, man. But you ought to thank him for AC. Thank him for Q-tips. Come on, thank him for toilet tissue. Thank him. I said for toilet tissue. Thank him. Thank him for socks. Thank you. You don't have anything? Thank him. Just thank him for what you're wearing. Your undergarments. Thank him for lotion. Thank him for toothpaste. Thank you for toothpaste. Thank you. Thank you for toothpaste. Thank you for mouth. Thank you. Thank you for Vaseline. Thank you. Thank you for Vienna sausage. Thank you. Thank you for Spam. Thank you. Thank you for bologna. Some of y'all, you don't have to eat it now, but you forgot. A bologna sandwich was good after school. It always has to be McDonald's. Me and the boy stayed at the house. It got so hot I had to open up the windows and open up the front door, and I went to sleep. When I woke up, a raccoon was standing in the door looking at me. Now, what if I didn't wake up? That thing was coming in to look for food. Florida has been invaded by large reptiles. In other words, people go and buy pythons, and it gets too big, so they release it. And it's eating up neighborhood cats and dogs. This is what's happening all over Florida. You don't see them, but I would be very careful about playing games outside, especially around lakes and canals. This is Florida. We got gators that are 12 feet long. You leave your door open, anything can come in. This is the point that I'm making. And if you open up your mind, anything, you think you're cool, but you're not. You're acting weird. You're acting weird. You can smoke the wrong joint and be different. You think you're cool, but you're not. Everybody around you can tell your temperament is different. You get angry real fast. Or you're too passive when you should step it up. I'm the one that deals with it. I can see the variations. I can smell it too when you get around me. When I smell marijuana, it stings my nose. Ah. Dang, you really reeking. It's only 11 o'clock in the morning too. Gas is buzzing. That's what they call marijuana now, gas. The gas is reeking. And it changes your brain cells and changes your temperament. It's not like it used to be in Jamaica. They've added stuff to it. There's a young man in my neighborhood named JoJo. He's passed away. He was feral. We watched him grow. No shoes. He would just take off running down the street. A little challenged. But we all took care of JoJo. What was his name? Giovanni. I love that name. His name was Giovanni, but we called him JoJo. He'll run across the street and just run real close to me. And son, you know, don't do that. But that's how he would greet me. He didn't mean anything. If you didn't know that, you would think he's trying to be aggressive. But he was a part of our neighborhood in Palm Bay. I had a dog, and every time he came around, the dog started growling. I said, you must be back there messing with him. Guess what? He was. If you had mangoes, he's going to go back there and jump over your fence and pick them. But nobody shot him because he was a part of what? Our neighborhood. We knew him. Not calling the cops on JoJo. Giovanni. He turned 16. He started growing. Now he's becoming bigger. He has an Adam's apple. His hair is curly. I said, Mama, keep him away from Megan. And he started looking really good. Now when he runs up on you, you it's different. He's high-stepping. Hey, I said, wait a minute, son. Same guy, but he's what? Growing. Kids started giving him drugs. And on a Monday morning, they went into the woods right next to his house, was smoking marijuana. But for some reason, what they gave him, they were giving him stuff to see him trip out. They didn't love him. They didn't protect him. They didn't care. They're just looking for the freak out. They never spent a year with him like we did. They didn't give him a hot dog when he was hungry or a piece of cheese and encourage him to put his shoes on this glass. All they wanted to do is see him freak out. And he looked really nice. And he ran home and he was breathing hard. His mama said, "What's wrong?" And he collapsed. One of our members tried to revive him in Palm Bay Hospital and they couldn't. This is a real life story that I have with me. And deceit is like that. The enemy will take an offense and wrap it around your shoulder to make you feel comfortable. But all it wants to do is make you freak out. Eventually, it will take you out. Because offense don't care about you like we do. And it's not a part of our neighborhood. It's foreign. Yet we welcome offense in like it's a family member. Oh, God, help me to teach today. Offense can make you, and fraud can make you lose your market position. You will plummet on the stock exchange. You lose value even as we speak. I believe God wants me to expose snares, deceptive snares of the enemy. When you walk in a room, do you feel like people are looking at you and watching you? You feel like everybody's after you? Well, they may be, but that's not what we give our attention to. We give our attention to God. I protect the worship here, but I can't protect everybody's feelings. When I became a father, one of the things I wanted to do is not allow my children to go through hell in high water. I realized quickly that is not possible. And it's not a realistic point of view. Omar had a hernia in his navel when he was born. So every time he coughed, I would see a bubble come out. A part of his intestines was coming out. I didn't understand that. So I had to go to the doctor. They said, "Well, we got to sew that up. We got to fix the hernia." And I promise you, when he was going into surgery, he was screaming. He was afraid. And I had to stand outside of the operating room as they pushed him in and had to trust the doctor. He's going to take care of that. But something in me wanted me to defend that, to defend my son. And I realized then, wow, they're there to help him. Why would this rise up in me that I need to protect him from the people that's trying to help him, even if he's afraid? And I got wisdom from that. You can't protect him from everything. Unless God watch him, your labor's in vain anyway. That's why you got to know Bible. So I got to turn you over to teachers and turn you over to nurseries and turn you over to buses and trust the bus driver is not going to be drunk. And I got to lend you to God. Because unless he watches over it, I can try to protect everything and still lose it all. Amen. And if I stepped in every time, I would create an underdeveloped boy that looks like a man, but he's always depending on me. And parenting is preparing our children for our absence, not our presence. What would they do if we don't show up? I'm supposed to prepare you for a time where I never show up. What would you do if you didn't have your pastor? What teaching do you have to keep you grounded until you get a new one? Can you last 3 months? Can you last 3 months? If you didn't hear from God, or do you revert back to the person you used to be? And if you say you wouldn't do it, I'm going to tell you you're deceived. Don't trust your flesh. Any bread that can stay alive for 3 months has too many preservatives. If it's fresh, you can't keep it out for a week. It'll spoil. And you're not supposed to survive if you don't have the right environment. We're supposed to prepare you for our absence. And God will always raise up leaders for the next generation. Watch fraud. It's big time. It's invading churches. It's invading people. It's invading systems. There's an app right now that can take your picture and make it talk and move. Or it can take a picture of a dead loved one and make them communicate. It's very dangerous. I would stay away from it. Now, this is how people are. I say stay away from it. First thing people going to do is search it. I already know that. That's how you are. But I'm warning you. Whoa! Yeah. Whoa. If you start looking for your loved ones to come through a photo to talk to you, whoa. You're going to be fooled and deceived. You're going to start depending on people who are dead. My mother's voice was silenced in the year 2003, January the 30th, 2003. I am not supposed to try to hear her voice now. Necromancy. Necromancy. Oh, God. And when God left Saul and he was tormented, David is not speaking to him. The Spirit is not speaking to him. And Samuel died. The scripture says Saul went to find a witch. Now at one time when he was anointed, any witch in Israel he drove out. But when offense kicked in, the man who drove out the witch is now searching for the witch. And he disguised himself. He looked like the king. He disguised himself and went to a witch and said, I need to speak to Samuel. He was so tormented. I need to speak to Samuel. So she began to work her witchery. And she calls Samuel to come from the earth. She said, I see a man with white hair coming. It's like the gods are ascending. Ooh, Jesus. It's right there in the text. And you see it in Israel. And the same thing is happening through AI. And it's going to cause many of you to be deceived. Because you're going to AI to get word and to get comfort. And God said, that's not how I want you to work. You don't take a photo of your dead parent and try to have it speak to you. Oh, God. If God don't speak through a preacher or he don't speak through his word, you better back away from it. How can they hear without a preacher? And how can the preacher preach if he hasn't been sent? You trying to hear what? You trying to listen to what? You got to listen to the ones he sent. Jesus gave a parable of a man dying. Hallelujah. He died. Hallelujah. And a rich man died. Rich man say, let me go back and tell my brothers not to come to this place. Abraham said, even if you came out of the grave, out of the crypt, and walked on the earth smoking, they would say, especially fixed. They would not hear you. If they don't hear the present prophets and the preachers that I have, they won't listen to you. And all of you that are looking for God to give you a word through people that are not even preachers, it's fraud and you got to watch it. God has a few authentic voices and you need to tune your ear into that voice. If it's not mine, find one. But it is not every voice. And everything that speaks to you is not for you. You got to guard your ear and settle yourself. Whew, Jesus. Y'all praying for me? I'm just passionate, y'all. I'm gone, man. I told you I got to go and up disrupt some networks. How in the world does a photo speak to you? Now I understand Jesus said, unless the hour is shortened, even the very elect will be deceived. I know we're living in perilous times now. You mean to tell me I can get a photo of a dead child and it can cry? It's even going to go to aborted babies. It's going to go to dead mothers and fathers. If you don't understand what I'm saying, you're going to get sucked out. It's modern day necromancy. It's witchcraft to the max. Thank you, Lord. Write it down. The fear of man is a trap. The Bible says in Proverbs 29 and 25, literally, it literally means the fear of man is a snare. It literally means if you focus too much on what people are thinking, it will hinder you. It will become a trap to you and snare you. You won't be able to move. You say, well, Bishop, I'm able to move. No, you'll be stuck for like years. The fear of man. You say, I'm not afraid of man. Well, if you're concerned, overly concerned about what they think or what they say, that means it's a snare to you. It'll have you locked up. Touch your neighbor and say, what you think about me and me is none of my business. Yeah. 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 What you think about me is none of my business. It can't control my atmospheres. It's not going to stop me from praising or coming to church because I don't have time to be worried about what you think about me. I got some work to do. I got some stuff that I need to accomplish. I got some things that I need to get done, and I can't be worried about what you think. That's worth $10,000 to somebody. What you think about me is none of my business. So you got your spiritual antenna up every time you come to church. I can tell they don't like me. I can tell. No! Your antenna should be up so you can hear from the Spirit of God. And God usually don't tell you about your enemies. He tells you about yourself. When Job grew to the point where he could pray for his enemies, God turned him around. God ain't telling you who's for you, who's against you. You listen to these things on Facebook, get over that. God don't tell you who your enemy is. Jesus had one, as he had 12 disciples, one of his greatest enemies was with him every day, like a family member. You looking out there, the enemy can be inside the house, your house. Jesus ate with Judas every day for 3.5 years. He even washed his feet. God ain't trying to tell you who your enemy is. You got more friends than you have enemies, yet the enemy's voice, even their silence, speaks louder than your friends. Can the church say amen? You don't have discernment for enemies. You don't have that many. You're not that important. Church didn't even say that too. You're not that important. I know you want to think you are. But everybody's not thinking about you like that. Everybody's trying to hurt you like that. You letting that control you? What happened in the past can actually alter how you function today. And we will only see a fraction of who you are as a man today if you allow stuff to hinder you from the past. I want to see the holistic woman. today, not a fragment, a part of her, because she wasn't able to push all of her life through that hole called process. Only a portion of her was able to come through. Only the smile and the semblance, the shape. But her heart is still tied to what happened in the past. Her mind is still in the past. All I'm looking at is a shell. People are falling in love with shells, and they don't even have the heart of the person yet because it's still tied to the past. God wants to set you free from that. From the network of offense and fraud. Thank you, Jesus. So the fear of man is a snare. Glory to God. What they think, what they say, what they do can actually trap us or even compromise our values. Some of us go along with people because we don't want to be rejected or we don't want them hurt. Well, if you don't call me, I'm going to hurt. I can't do without you. I can't live without you. Listen, you were doing fine before you met me. Sure. Listen. When we die, they make love to the next person in 3 weeks. That's the statistic. You love her? Well, the one looking at her will be making love to her in 3 weeks after you gone.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Uncovering Deceptive Snares, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
High school seniors, don't miss your chance to apply for the Tuskegee Airmen Scholarship. This program supports future leaders through STEM and STEAM education. Applications are available at the Communication and Promotion Counter and are due Monday, January 26th. For details, email elders@truthreveal.org. Registration is open for Six Man, the 2026 Men's Advance Reloaded, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, January 9th and 10th. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app, website, or scan the QR code to register for this action-packed event, which promises to be an unforgettable experience. Take advantage of the combo package, and remember to order your conference t-shirt, polo, and jersey.
Again, thank you for joining us, and have a blessed day.
Greetings. This is Lucian Gandolfo, Senior Pastor of the Beacon Baptist Church in Melbourne, Florida. We are hosting a 15-week series on effectual prayer. It will be on Wednesday evenings at 6:30 p.m. from November 5th through February 25th. The Bible tells us in James 5:16 that effectual, fervent prayers avail much. Prayer is the lifeblood of faith, yet it is what we believers often neglect and find most difficult to be effective in. Over these 15 Wednesdays, we'll examine from God's Word how you and I can indeed pray effective prayers that avail much. Prayer changes things, and it starts with us. In these challenging times, we urge you to come, learn, and pray with us as we put into practice what we've studied. Then just watch and see what God does. The Beacon Baptist Church is located at 3185 Aurora Road in Melbourne. Our website is beaconbaptistfamily.com.